That's what we're seeking, aren't we? That's that story. So, at the end of that story, we said, okay, when Caliph found this fellow ready to learn, started to give him the secrets. What was the secret? Next story. What was the next story? Why shouldn't you? One.
Well, you mean after?
No, tell me how long you are going to play this innocence in here. That you don't know. You were here and I told you there are 8 stories. At least know these 8 stories. That's why we tell the story. It's easy, simple. Be like a kid. If you want to learn something here, I teach it the way that a 6-year-old clever boy who takes no nonsense will get it. Am I not trying that? It's simple. 8 stories. Remember these 8 stories. The next story is the story of the parrot. It's a story of love. You said, okay, now the secret? The secret is love. The help of the intelligence. He got rid of it with first 4 stories. Right? He showed you the flaw in that logical approach and said, let me tell you about love. Love is some sort of thought in you. It's not physical. It happens in your thinking. We call it a parrot. This parrot is in you, and you love it. We don't say you're harsh to it, you even tend to it. But the parrot doesn't want your attention and gifts and all that. The parrot wants to be free. To do what?
To be with the other parrots.
Other free parrots.
Free parrots in the jungle.
Can I say that your spirit is waiting for a moment to join the free spirits? That was the message. You see how clear it is, the story. Then after that story, you talked about the attitude. Your attitude is you're going around and trying to please everyone. You said, wait a minute, try to please half. Then you will see what will happen. That was the hard one, right? And we are at the last story, which brings all those 7 stories together. It's the conflict between a man and a woman, and the third person you forget about is the Caliph. And his solution is that, listen, in you, this duality is there, the conflict is there, and it's permanent. Accept that you understand that the solution is outside. The problem is not this. The problem is your disconnection from outside. Then you are left with these 2, yes. You're left with your logic and feeling fighting each other. What's the solution?
Make friends with her.
He said, first of all, your intelligence should understand that it's divorceable. Because this is what you don't understand. You are convinced that you are your intelligence, aren't you? All of you. When they ask you who you are, you bring in your logic. Because you think that this is you. To me, our Lord will say, if for 1,000 times you come here, stand up and say, this is me, I look at you and say, no, this is not you. To me, your heart is you. Your logic is not, because your logic was handmade for you. Your logic comes from your environment, this has nothing to do with you. Do you think that this fellow would be like this if he was born in China? If he was growing with Chinese culture, he was a different person. Or were you the same? You see? He brought it in. He said, listen, this conflict is eternal. Because one side of you should think about your physical existence. The other part of you should think about nonsenses. You're talking nonsense. At the beginning, the Adam looked like he was nobody. And he was talking nonsense, right? It's okay, let's go, it's okay, everything is good. He was a silly man. And he said, no, it doesn't work that way. First of all, this woman should understand that it's secondary. My spirit is first. My knowledge and intelligence is secondary. And you see how intelligence claims to know everything and understand everything and to be everyone, right? Don't you tell yourself that, I don't get it, so it's not correct. Nobody will suddenly say, I don't understand this because I'm stupid. Nah, it's illogical. When they say it's illogical, means what? Something illogical.
The brain doesn't understand it.
With everyone, illogical means wrong. And guess what? Who's in love is illogical. Now what? Should we dare to say love is wrong? So that's what it is. Love is a subject that intelligence could not comprehend. It's not made for that. Intelligence is made to understand two things. First, my need. Second, the possibilities out here to fulfill those needs. That's all intelligence cares about. What do I need? And what's the possibility outside? Knowing the environment and dealing with it. This is the role, this has been the role of intelligence for millennia. We said, look at it, it's right there. So, first of all, intelligently, you should realize that your intelligence is not all of you. That's why the lady should understand, lady is disposable. It is not. You will see the divorce will not happen over there. The man doesn't want to divorce her. But this is the concept. When the intelligence understands that it's disposable, we'll understand that. So what? My intelligence is here. This is an intelligent realization. My intelligence is here to serve me. What does that mean? There is a me that intelligence is going to serve, right? And without the intelligence, I'm handicapped. So we have to work together. As soon as my intelligence understood that it's not primary, it's not all of me, we'll understand there is something else. We'll understand there is me. Yes, there is another me here around. Therefore, there is a caliph. The woman will find the boy and say, oh, there is this caliph, go to him. And the man, because of no practice and no background, doesn't know what to do. Brings excuses that, you say no. Whatever you have is good enough for caliph. Understand that. How does intelligence know that? Doesn't. You should teach your intelligence that. Rumi is trying to teach your intelligence that. Intelligently understand that you are not alone. Because the problem arises from that feeling of loneliness in you. Because you are deep in the illusion of separation, you really believe you are separated from us. Aren't you? I gave you a good example. The best example is, imagine one fellow. No matter how you want to imagine it, an imaginary fellow, very rich fellow. Very powerful, very knowledgeable. What else do you want? I mean, make that hero of you, okay? And make him very healthy, with the best appetite. Good? And imagine a table, like this, much bigger, full of different foods, delivered from Maxime Paris, or wherever you prefer it. Fantastic table. Good. And this man or woman is sitting down to feed him or herself. As simple as that. Imagine it. Really giving name to the guy, because you will not find it difficult, okay? Now, everything is perfect here. The guy is a gourmet, or if you prefer, gourmand, tasteful, or whatever you want, okay? Started to. The light is perfect, the good music, everything, right? And the child from Biafra or Africa, hungry, is sitting down there. Could he enjoy a food, or he will ask you to remove that nonsense? Because just the presence of that affaminato, that hungry fellow, will not let him enjoy it. What is this? Now talk about the separation. There is no separation, especially when you talk about feeling, because feeling is towards others. Feeling is not in me. If I'm alone, the only feeling I could have is loneliness, even if the planet is mine. I know you daydream that the planet will be yours, and everybody will be out, everybody is dead. Then what will happen to you? Have you seen the movie The Day After? Was about this. The guy was trapped in the mine. When he came out, civilization was vanished. And the first thing was greed. To grab this, you could drive a Cadillac, do whatever you want. But very shortly, I'm lonely. That's what it is. We are here talking about one simple thing, that listen. Your problem is that you think you are only you, and you don't value the existence of the other people. If you understand it, you will see the source of your happiness is not in you, and it's not in your needs. Physical needs, that three, right? It's not there, it's something else. When the man was convinced that, okay, then we are at the point that the guy is coming out. This is where we stopped last time, remember? The guy accepted to take this job to Caliph. Remember? Then what? Let's go back to the book. Suddenly, the guy is going. The woman carefully covered the jar with protective cloth and handed it to the man and said, okay, now you should work. Are you paying attention that this is the moment that the man should work? And the woman, I mean, your intelligence by man, I mean you really you. Your ego for the moment. The man who was not active should be active, take the job and walk the distance, go to the capital city, to Galif. And the woman?
Prince.
Should pray. Both of them are reversing the role, because you were divided. Now they are, this is a teamwork. So your intelligence should learn to pray and trust this universe, and your heart should try to work. And because of this teamwork, he arrived. Right? He arrived to the palace of the Caliph. What should happen now? You tell me.
He presents the judge to the...
No. That's so simple. It's a little bit complicated. So the teacher will stop the story here. That's the point. Rumi will interrupt the story in some particular places.